Let's go and talk a little bit sports. Let's bring in Mike Kozier. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Good.
Yeah, it's not too bad of a morning out there. I actually got up this morning and felt like getting out of bed.
That's a good thing.
There is. Well, there's been a lot of mornings over the past year where I felt like just going and hiding under the bed, but above the bed I am right now. All right. In sports, a couple things to note. Red Sox are hitting some tough times now. Did Tampa Bay sweep them last night?
Yeah, but Tampa Bay is probably the third best team in the American League.
Yeah.
So they were close games. The Red Sox weren't blown out. They had opportunities last night to win the game and didn't. It's just you got beat by a team that's as good as you right now, so
yeah.
That's no big deal. To see how they bounce back from it's the most important thing. I still think that the Red Sox are a little short pitching, and the one big thing that's really hurting them is J.D. Martinez, who's one of their big bats, is totally invisible. He couldn't hit the ground if he fell out of a chair right now, so he needs to start hitting for that team to stay in first place. If he doesn't, they'll probably make the wild card, but they need him to go far into the postseason.
All right, the Mets got creamed yesterday by
forget about them.
Cincinnati 7-1.
No. The Mets are going no place. Absolutely no place. The news came out over the weekend. DeGrom shut down to September, but they didn't say September of what year. So I'd be highly surprised to see DeGrom pitch this year again. I don't think you'll see him pitch again this year. And if he doesn't pitch again this year, the Mets have no shot at anything. It's just a matter of time till somebody behind him wins a few games and passes him up. And I think that's going to happen sooner than later. So the Mets are done.
And how about this with the Mets? Their first round draft pick?
Yeah, damaged goods. So long.
Yeah.
At least they did that right.
Yeah,
they didn't because he was supposed to get a $10 million bonus. They cut it down to a lower number. He failed his examinations, and Scott Burrows is crying like a baby about it because old Scotty boy's losing a lot of money. But the guy failed his elbow MRI, and the Mets don't want to sign him, and you can't blame him for that. So.
No.
I guess Rocker will go back to Vanderbilt and pitch next year and re-enter the draft. But that's a good move by the Mets.
Well, and the reason I mention it is it's a bad luck that they drafted him 10th and it turned out this way. But they actually made a smart move. Yes, they lost their 10th pick this year, but they didn't add on. Now they can pay Bobby Bonilla his final couple of years of his contract.
They get an extra pick next year. They get the 11th pick in the first round because right. This one's got returned. So
yes.
They'll get whatever draft pick they get this year of where they finish, plus the 11th round pick next year. So they really don't lose anything.
No, but you don't hear this very much when top draft picks aren't signed. So then
it happens a lot.
It does.
I mean, Rocker was a first round pick out of high school. He didn't want to sign. He wanted to go to Vanderbilt. So now the shoe's on the other foot. The team that drafted him doesn't want to sign him, and he's got to go back to Vanderbilt.
All right.
Hey, some interesting thing here. Everybody's talking about the Padres. What's today, August 2nd?
Yep.
Write it down. The Padres don't make the playoffs. Here's why the Padres don't make the playoffs. Tatis is out.
Yep.
Okay, so that's one thing. But they have 55 games left in the season. They play 39 of them against teams with a winning record. They only play 16 games with teams with a losing record. The Cincinnati Reds, who's behind them, have 56 games left. They play 38 games with teams under a 500 record. They only play 18 teams with a winning record. The schedule is highly in favor of the Reds. And the Reds demolished the Mets this weekend, so the Reds are playing pretty good baseball right now. And the schedule was heavily in their favor. Just an example, in the last 12 games of the season, they played the Pirates 6 times. In the last 12 games of the season, the Padres play the Giants 3 times, and they play, who's the other team they play? The Dodgers 3 times. That's a big difference in schedule right there. So the Padres' pitching is failing them. Snell's not pitching good. Darvish isn't pitching good. They can't make any more moves. The Reds are going to overtake them. Watch.
You know, when I watch Tatis play, and I like the way he plays, but what
he's
comes
a ham bone.
Well, that's but he plays so intensely and so like that. He's almost like a quarterback that runs, and you know, sooner or later, that's just not going to be good for him. But anyway,
anybody that hits a home run and does the old double two-step cha-cha before he gets to third base, he's not in my book as a player. He's a ham bone.
All right, and the Yankees swept the Marlins. No big news there.
The Marlins stink.
Yeah, they're tough. All right,
the women's soccer team's done. See you later. Start crying again.
They're out.
Start crying. Here comes the excuses.
Start spreading the news. How'd the racing go this weekend?
Fantastic. Couldn't be any better. A pick in the Vanderbilt, Lexingtonian, won. You ready? Hold on to your seat, Marshall.
Okay.
Paid $70 to win.
Wow.
The exacta came back $363 for $2. The try came back $1,050. So that was the first one. In the second leg, Essential Quality won. If the four horse, keep in mind who we used, won, we would be in the Bahamas today. So we hit that one, too. And then the third race we gave out, Cross Border and Rock Emperor, they ran 1-2 in a very deflated exacta, one that should have paid $70 or $80, only paid $50. So we had a good weekend this weekend. If you played the pick three that I gave out of the three races, for a buck you got, where is it here? That's the pick five. Hold on, I'll find it. The pick three paid $296 for a dollar.
That's not a bad return on investment.
Bad return.
I said that's
not that Lexingtonian winner, $70 in a grade one.
No, I said that.
We gave it out. Yeah. No other station gave it out. You could find, what's his name? Lindell wants to give out the thing about the pillow guy wants to give out that money. I'll give out the money. Find out somebody else to pick Lexingtonian this weekend, folks. I'll give you $100.
I didn't say it was a bad. I said that's not a bad return on investment. At $200 and some odd for a dollar.
$200 for a dollar and a $70 win ticket.
Jeez, not too bad.
No, that was good. I was dancing at the end of the day.
All right.
And just to show you, even when you win, you cry. If the four horse beat Essential Quality, didn't lose by much, like ahead. All right. The pick four paid $1,100. If the four beats Essential Quality, it pays $11,000.
Move that decimal point.
that was an expensive 3 feet.
Gosh. Wow.
Yeah, it was a good weekend.
All right.
And I watched soccer last night because the baseball game was over. I don't know what it was. Some kind of Cofica, Coquipa. I don't know what it was. Gold Cup, where the United States beat Mexico and, like, the announcers were like going crazy over themselves because the United States won in overtime. Apparently, the United States team was very young, playing an experienced Mexico team, and they beat them. So the men win the Gold Cup. The women lose the Olympics.
Oh, well. Life goes on.
Start crying on TV again.
All right. There's one thing I like about the Olympics. Just one thing.
Is it over yet?
No. I don't mind it, but I like the Winter Olympics, by the way, better than Summer Olympics. But anyways, I like the theme song. I like the theme song, that's all. Okay.
All right.
I'm one of these crotchety old New Englanders, yeah. I don't mind watching. If I'm attached, if I'm somehow, you know, attached with somebody who's in the Olympics, that's totally different. And like in the Winter Olympics, we have the ski jumping here in the wintertime from Salisbury Winter Sports Association. And years down the road, these young jumpers end up on the not only the teams for America, but other countries as well. So I like to watch that because you see them when they're jumping at 12 and 13 and 14 here. And all of a sudden, 7 or 8 years down the road, they're seasoned jumpers. So that's the way that's how I get connected to the Olympics and stuff like that. So,
hey, you know what the best thing about Lexingtonian is?
What?
I went to the track Friday, and we were talking the races with my friends, and I told a few of them who I like, and they just looked at me, you know? So when the horse won, they said, did you have it? I said, what do you mean, did I have it? I told you yesterday I liked the horse. You think I told you I liked something I'm not going to bet it? Did you bet it? No. Well, I told you. You want me to go to the window and bet it for you, too? I just love it when I get a horse that wins and they think I didn't bet it. What's wrong with you people?
All right, Mike, I'll check with you.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, because we'll have Saratoga.
Saratoga again, yep.
All right, Mike, take care. Have a good day.
You too.
Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.